God's word for you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. And I will go back and break that down, how the author has broken it down to explain some things to us. Do not be conformed to this world. That means to this age. And conformed means fashioned after and adapted to. It's external, superficial customs. So don't be conformed. Don't adapt to those. But be transformed, changed by the renewal. That means the entire renewal of your mind. By new ideas and a new attitude. Renewal. So that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in Him. In His sight. He's saying what is perfect in God's sight for you. So that is the reading of God's word for you today. And we will continue with how can I change? Change does not come through struggle, human effort, without God, frustration, self-hatred, self-rejection, guilt, or works of the flesh. So change does not come without any of those things. Change in our lives comes as a result of having our minds renewed by the word of God. As we agree with God and really believe that what He says is true, it gradually begins to manifest itself in us. We begin to think differently. Then we begin to talk differently. And finally, we begin to act differently. This is a process that develops in stages. And we must always remember that while it is taking place, we can still have the attitude, I'm okay and I'm on my way. Enjoy yourself while you're changing. Enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going. Enjoy the journey. Don't waste all of your now time trying to rush into the future. Remember, tomorrow will have troubles of its own. Matthew 6:34. Relax. Let God be God. Stop being so hard on yourself. Change is a process. It comes little by little. So, first of all, we have to do not be conformed, and we have to renew our minds and realize that it is a gradual change. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. Be patient with yourself and know that you are well on your way to the place you should be. Right now, you're in a place you're supposed to be, and you'll get out of that place. Just focus. Change in our lives comes by renewing the mind with the word of God. So if you don't have a Bible, you can't read, you can't renew your mind. I think a lot of times that we listen to what other people say about the Bible instead of getting our Bible for ourselves and sitting down to read it and to see what God has to say to us and interpret it. Interpreting the Bible, it's not that difficult. There are lots of things, lots of books and stuff out there, references that can help you to interpret what's being said in the Bible. But I found that just simply reading the Bible, reading the different versions, looking at it and taking into account what's going on around the time that, around that particular time in the Bible, and just focusing on my relationship with God and asking Him to help me. God, I don't understand this. And this says this, and this one says that. I need to understand for myself. But if you start reading your Bible, just start somewhere, just start reading, and you will come into a relationship with God where you can have your mind renewed. You will. You'll start thinking differently. Then you start behaving differently. And then you begin to act differently. And then your children will model your actions. And we'll all be happy. But please, be acceptable of yourself. Don't be down on yourself. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants to deceive us and make us think that God is not on our side, and God is on our side. He's all for us, and He loves us. So the author leaves us with this. We can come to Jesus just as we are. He takes us as is and makes us what we ought to be. So rest assured that Jesus is on His mission, so you be on your mission. Thank you so much for listening. And again, we are reading the book, Being the Person God Made You to Be, by Joyce Meyer. And that concludes our first part, Self-Acceptance. Thank you so much, and I will be back with a prayer for self-acceptance.